And it is time for Matthew Thomas, straight out of a coma, and his neuron report. And here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the new member of the Newport Beach Film Festival lineup with his documentary about the first hydro bike ride. Congrats on that, Matt.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. It's very good. It's exciting. I still can't get over it, but it's all God's grace. But we have a special guest today.
Before you get to it, what's the name of your documentary?
Putting Ability in Disability.
And the Newport Beach Film Festival, it happens in October, is it?
Yeah, well, we don't know yet because... My editor Mark, he's getting it all together, making it look good, even better. But once the lineup's in, it was out of 200, they chose 40, so that was what was good. You know, it was good. Well,
congrats.
It's good. But the whole thing is, yeah, they have to see all who's in because there's special ways. You have to do this, you have to do that to get in. And then once that's all set up, then they're going to do the dates.
Let everybody know so we can get that theater packed with
Fans. Yes, it's going to be great.
All right, so you've got a guest today.
Yes, we got a great guest. His name is Billy Hicks. He's an artist. He's a 43-year-old survivor from a head trauma. It happened in 1980 from a motorcycle crash. And he's just doing his thing 43 years later. He's got 11 years on me, and I thought I was kind of tripping old, but he steps up, like, what up, Matt?
You had your trip over the bridge 32 years ago, and he hit his head after a horrific motorcycle accident 43 years ago, right?
Yeah, man, it's kind of crazy. We're like brothers. Woo! But hey.
And you got
sister, huh?
Go ahead.
And his sister Jen is with him to give insights of how the family took it, you know, and all this. And it was a different era, obviously. But here we are, 2023, tripping on trauma still. The Neuron Report. Yep. Okay, are they there?
Jen, are you there?
Hi, yes, we're here.
Billy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Nice. Right. Billy says...
Billy!
Billy, how did your accident happen with the motorcycle in 1980?
Well... I just purchased my motorcycle not too long ago, and I was riding around the town with my sister Carolyn on the back of my bike, and we approached the corner. Well, this is what I'm told, and I don't know.
And somebody ran a stop sign, and he couldn't prevent hitting the car. He hit the car with his head.
What happened to Caroline too?
Well, I don't know. Do you know?
He pushed my sister off, and she broke one of her legs. But that was the extent of her injuries. And Billy just, you know, he couldn't prevent it. He just went head first into the car.
What part of the car did he hit?
I think on the front of the car.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know. Crazy. But, and then, how did the family take it? How long were you in a coma, Billy?
6 weeks.
All right, man. But so, and this goes out to Jenny Hicks. Woo! How'd the family take all that stuff?
Well, so I was 9 at the time, and I remember a lot of long days, you know, in the hospital and then the rehab. facility, trying to get Billy better. It was, you know, a long road to recovery for Billy. But, you know, we have a really big family, and my parents just devoted the rest of their lives to helping Billy and taking care of him. So we're very fortunate that we have a big family and that loves.
Yeah, that's the main thing, is having the love there and the determination. See, Billy, you got this. You're 43 years into it, bro. That's so good. And when we had lunch the other day, we started beatboxing. That was pretty dope, you know. And so it was just, you have your whole life still going, man. You have a great sister helping you out, doing all these different things. It's going to be excellent through this whole thing. So, what was the extent of your sister's broken leg? Like, how did that, what happened?
She was, I think she was 15 at the time, and so it didn't take her very long to heal from the broken leg, but I'm sure just the incident.
The impact. Yeah, and see, back in '80, there's no helmet laws, nothing, right?
Right, exactly. No helmet, right.
Yeah, it was just riding for fun, huh, Billy?
Yep.
Gotta always have fun.
Yeah.
How are you limited today, Billy? Have you completely recovered? Can you walk? It sounds like you talk pretty well, you know?
I walk with a limp, but
limping ain't easy.
No, but I'm a painter, and
that's right.
I used to draw in school, and Mark, my brother, the guy I live with now, he really helps me a lot, and so we
they paint together. My other brother's an artist too, so they both have their studios, and they both do their artwork, and it's something that they have in common, and they support each other with. But my brother Mark takes really good care of Billy.
So great.
Does Billy, is he able to walk and, you know, do that kind of thing, Jen?
He can walk short distances, but we do, if it's long distance or just maybe an unsafe environment for walking, because his balance is pretty bad, we use a wheelchair. But he exercises daily. He uses the bike and what other kind of exercises do you do? The lifeline machine. But as far as getting around, it is a little challenging for him.
I mean, you sound like you're really upbeat and positive about it, Billy.
Yeah, Denver really helped me a lot.
What do you think about Matt, Billy?
Matt? Oh, you mean you?
Matt and Matthew Thomas.
No, I don't like him at all.
All right, man. Same thing.
Yeah, Billy's kidding. He's really...
I know.
You're a good guy, man.
We're gonna go on Americans. We got American Disabled Talent. Billy and I are gonna start beatboxing for everyone.
You know, they probably would put you on. You know that.
Seriously, because they've had other creeps on there. But we're for real. But yeah, this is good. See, is this in 43 years, 30, and it's just so many different things that can happen to us. We don't even know when, where, or how, or why. But we just got to keep it in ourselves to keep moving forward. And Billy's a perfect example of it, you know. He's got 11 years on me, and he's still moving forward. And I'm going to try to put up his art picture on my website, so that'll be good, so people can see it.
Yeah, that's positive-matters.org, your website.
Yeah, and my phone number is 949-375-1173. 1178, sorry.
Yeah,
949-375-1178. Sorry, trying to be kids.
Billy, thank you very much for being on. Thank you too, Jen.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Yes, guys. Thank you. Thank you, Billy. Word, man.
Yeah. If people are looking to buy paintings, I've got a lot of paintings.
What's your website?
I think it's BillyHicks.com.
BillyHicks.com, and you have a YouTube page too.
Yeah, that's correct.
I'm going to try to put those on my website under, like, advertising or something so we can try to get more funds and stuff.
All right. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we'll talk later. Bye. Love you guys.
Hey, hang on, Matt.
All right, cool.
We'll be back after this.